Well, good morning and welcome to the Underhood Show. My name is Josh Prophet. I'm the service director here at Mel Hamilton Ford. Alongside me today is Kelly Hamilton, the manager of our Quick Lane.
Hello.
How are you?
Not doing so bad this morning. Yourself?
Sunny and 70, right?
That's it.
What, like the blue shirt?
Yeah.
So we have a green screen back here, and I, for one, didn't inform you you were on today.
About 10 minutes
ago. Yeah, and then so. Two, you didn't wear the appropriate attire, mm-hmm. which, yeah. So anyways, we're geared up, ready to go, and we are live. So
next time I'm wearing a green shirt.
Yeah, so then you just become a floating head, because I've done that. Gus, boy, he doesn't like that, so don't do that. Anyways, this is a call-in show, so... call in us 316-462-3673. That's the number to call in here. And today, we're going to talk about, I've got a couple of different topics that I want to go over, but it's anything automotive. So really you can call in and steer this, car in the ditch, down the road, whatever you want to do, but 316-462-3673, that's a number to jump on the air here with us and talk about anything automotive. So you want to talk about maintenance intervals, check engine lights, your car is acting funny, and we give away a great prize package valued at over $130 in value, but it's going to consist of the works, which is an oil change, tire rotation. We use Motorcraft oil and filter products here at Mel Hamilton Ford. While we're performing that, we're also going to complete a multi-point inspection, checking over the brakes, tires, steering, suspension, all the safety-related components on that vehicle, just making sure that it's geared up and ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving. You'll also receive yourself $10 to Mel's Diner so you can get yourself something to eat and drink while you're here with us at the Big Corner. Complete nitrogen for your vehicles so you get all the great benefits that nitrogen has to offer. And then a BG products package, which consists of a can of MOA or motor oil additive for your engine oil, and then CF5 for your fuel system. Again, just getting that vehicle geared up and ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving. That goes out to each and every caller. So let's get the phones ringing, 316-462-3673. So I got a couple of topics that I wanted to talk about this morning, and I don't know if you know this or not, so maybe I'm helping you out or saving you here, but Mother's Day is tomorrow. You know that, right?
I do.
You do?
I do, and I remembered, and I actually, it was funny. My wife, a couple of days ago, said something. We were making plans for this weekend, setting up a round of golf or something. And she said, she texted me back, "Oh, Sunday's Mother's Day." And she called me shortly after that. And she said, "You forgot about Mother's Day, didn't you?"
And you said, no, I knew that.
I knew it was Mother's Day. Little did she know, I had already ordered stuff and had stuff shipped in and everything like that for her. But yeah, definitely accused me of forgetting. And this time.
Really? Yeah. What was the difference?
Well, she's the one that forgot this time.
Oh, gotcha.
And I still get accused.
Gotcha. The, where I was headed with this is I want people to call in because it's Mother's Day. What's the coolest car your mom's ever drove?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So
that'd be a good one.
Coolest car your mom's ever drove. And then when it became time for you to drive, did mom play a more pivotal role in you being able to drive, or was it your dad that played a more pivotal role in you being able to drive and or get a car, or like how you went about purchasing a car? So mom stories, if you got them, and then just to start off with. So my mom, she had a, it was a 76 or 77 Trans Am. It was blue, and that by far was her favorite car. She oftentimes will, when you're being a little jerk of a son, she'll remind you that she gave up that car because of fitting car seats, stuff like that, for sure. So. But that would be, I guess, one of my mom's most favorite cars for sure.
Wait a minute. You rode in car seats when you were
little? Well, I don't know. I don't know how it worked, but even just fitting in the back of the Trans Am, I'm sure the back seat got kicked a bunch and, probably wasn't the roomiest thing back there. And I can just imagine being a little kid and maybe complaining about that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
But anyways, call in 316-462-3673. Get the package we've got going. But also, let's talk about Mother's Day. So, what was the coolest car your mom had ever had, and then, or one that she desired the most, and then who played more of a pivotal role in you being able to drive? Was it mom? Was it dad? From that side. So I've got a son in the process of starting to drive, and I, for his sake, I'm going to teach him how to drive. I'm not sure I'm trying to think of how to word this politely,
so but you maybe don't get the, yourself yeah, in trouble.
The overreaction of things may startle him more in being able to learn how to drive. So I'm more of a, well, this is going to happen. Let's do it type deal. So, but 316-462-3673, that's a number to jump on the air here with us and, talk about your mom. So let's get the phone ringing there.
Maybe
so.
don't put him in a Mustang right out of the gate.
Well, yeah. There is that. So do you have not to put you on the spot or anything, but you got a mom's, her favorite car to drive story.
So I'm the youngest, so it was gone before my time. Yeah. But the one I hear the most stories of, it was a 70 or 71 Mercury Cougar, the XR7, 351 Cleveland, and she did like that car a lot. And matter of fact, back in the day, and I think I can say this because most of those guys are probably already retired, so I don't think I'll get anybody in trouble, but she used to work at the snacks in Park City, and the cops would come by every now and again when right around closing time, and she would actually drag race the Park City police down Broadway because we lived not far from there, and they would just make sure she got out of there safe and good and everything, and then they'd pull out on Broadway and hammer down.
Take off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Different times, for
very,
sure.
Very, very much so. Yeah, very, very much so. Now everybody's got a video or, that would end up on social media and be torn apart in about 2.2 seconds.
There'd be press conferences over it and everything, sure.
Well, hey, let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. That's the number to jump on the air here. Let's talk about anything automotive, or if you have a mom favorites, story or favorite car. Are you touching over there? Touching?
Yeah, buttons? I'm gonna leave buttons alone
you're
now.
There, you're over there touching buttons and stuff. So, hey, one of the things that I wanted to talk about too, we got the tire sales coming to an end. So, if you wanted to kind of talk a little bit about that,
today is the last day of our tire sale. It's been going since Tuesday. We did a buy three, get one free on all the tires that we carry in our program. Mm-hmm. And it was a really cool deal because lots of these tires had manufacturer rebates on them that can stack on top of that. We put out a first responder discount. Yep. That first responder discount actually goes through the end of 2024. But today, during that tire sale, it's actually stackable. So you can stack the fourth tire free on top of the manufacturer's rebate or in-store credit. And you can stack the first responder discount on top of that. I've had several people come in there and stack all those rebates. And, come away with it. Pretty much paying for two tires. Or a little over two tires for a full set of four. So it's a really good program.
It's something that our region, in other words, the Kansas City region, they will foot the bill on that. And so it's a very short sale, a blip of a sale, typically only lasts about a week. And they try to do it at least once a year. from that side of things, but definitely been putting on some tires this week for sure.
Very much so, you know, and with the amount of business that comes through there and the amount of tires we put on, it amazes me every time we run one of these tire sales, how many tires we have a gentleman that comes around and picks up our used tires, and he usually comes by once, maybe twice a day. And during this tire sale, he's coming by there grabbing used tires 5-6 times a day.
Yeah.
Just every couple hours, he's
getting them out of there.
Yeah. Moving them out so we can keep going.
Make room for more, right?
Yep. Exactly.
So, you know, one of the things that we talk about a lot is the multi-point inspection. And so, okay, somebody's putting on tires, you know, what are some of the things that what you're looking for in that repair that really doesn't have to do with just replacing the tires?
Sure. So, you know, I mean, first off, when you come into our service drive, you get a complimentary alignment check, touchless alignment check as you pull in. So that's where we start the process. We're looking at that, making sure the alignment's good. If it needs some adjustments, we know pretty much right out of the gate, which is awesome. And then once we get your vehicle in there, you know, we're going to inspect your under hood components, but then even coming in for tires, you get it up in the air, you get the tires off of it. Now we can take a good look at your brakes, your suspension, things like that. We take a look at the old tires before we pull them off. Is there a weird wear pattern? Is there, you know, something going on that we need to pay closer attention to?
That's one of the things that I definitely wanted to kind of emphasize on is doing an evaluation on an old tire, right?
And exactly.
Not only looking at them, but identifying where each one of them came from too would be huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of telling you what's going on with the suspension and the steering components and stuff like that.
Knowing how to read tire wear, it can definitely paint a good picture of what's going on with the vehicle and where you need to look, kind of some things you need to look at.
One of the things that, that we really emphasize on and want our techs to be is trained,
you know,
and to be able to get a good idea or maybe even the ability to identify what suspension component or steering component that you need to go after based solely on the wear of a tire, you know, is huge. It's one thing to be able to identify odd wear, but it's a whole nother thing to be able to maybe kind of list the components that you really need to be looking after just based on that wear.
Yeah.
And knowing where to go, to be able to, cause and effect deal. Right.
Exactly.
This could cause this, and this and this can cause that. And so,
a lot of it's training, a lot of it's experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're fortunate enough in the amount of business that we do and everything else like that, that these technicians they're touching so many tires. They can really develop a knack for being able to zone in on where they need to go, what they need to look at just off of looking at the tires.
Yeah, that's definitely huge. You know, one of the things that talk about years ago and tire wear, a couple of things as far as the advancements in tires themselves. And years ago, tires would go 30, 40,000 miles. And not saying that you can't get sets now that do, but predominantly, I mean, you see 60, 70, 80, 90,000 mile tires, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then one of the things really that's, I think, changed a lot in the industry is just the inflation levels of them. So not necessarily where the tire's at pressure wise, but just like the dimension of the sidewall and how visually looking at a tire to tell if it's low or not low. And then with the advancements of TPMS sensors, but that's something that years ago, I think a lot of people would have either premature wear or irregular wear due to the inflation of the tire through the life of that tire. But now with TPMS monitors and I think also just they still leak, but I think they leak a lot slower today, just with advancements in technology and stuff like that of production of the tire. to where, you know, you get definitely a more consistent air pressure, I think, longer. But then also nitrogen's another thing, you know, we could talk about as well. And what that does for that tire for the longevity of its life.
Sure.
I mean, these customers are coming in and they're paying upwards of, I mean, you can easily get $1,000 in a set of tires anymore, right?
Easily.
You know?
Easily.
And years ago, that wasn't necessarily the case, but you were also buying a 14, 15, 16 inch tire. And so to make that thing last as long as you can, we can talk about the importance of maintaining it.
Well, and that's, you know, that's one of the most common things that we see when we're taking off an old set of tires. Honestly, you know, the shoulders of the tire are worn out. Mm-hmm. You know, they need to be replaced, but that center section of tread still has 4, 5, sometimes 6/32 right in the center section. And that all that is that tire has been ran low. So where it meets the road, it's putting a lot more pressure on those shoulders of the tire when it should be, you know, pressured up. And that's probably what we see most common is underinflation causing some shoulder wear, but it causes it evenly on both shoulders of the tire.
The other thing that I would say too would be maybe lack of rotation. And you see, like, a lot of times either the front or the rear will be wore out long before the other pair.
Yeah.
I think is probably pretty common as well.
Yeah, it's fairly common with, you know, we're fortunate with the works package. Mm-hmm. You know, most folks coming in are doing the works package, which is an oil change, tire rotation, and a multi-point inspection all wrapped into one package. And the big benefit of that is keeping your tires rotated. You know, not only maintaining your engine, being good there, but keeping your tires rotated. You can always tell when a set of tires haven't been rotated properly. Kind of does the same thing as far as wearing the shoulders, except they start feathering mm-hmm. on the shoulders. And the whole point of rotating your tires, you're going to get that feathering on those front tires as you drive the car. It's called a scrub radius when you're turning. But the whole point to rotate your tires, get them on the rear when that feathering is very, very minimal and they can smooth back out. Once that feathering turns into an aggressive wear pattern, unfortunately, there's just no stopping it. You can slow it down a little bit, but you're never going to stop it. And then you pick up things like noise and stuff like that off that deep feathering on the edges of the tire.
And, you know, it's almost it's hard to replace something when there's still like a lot of tread on it and there's still a lot of miles on the tire, but then you get into noise. And then, I mean, my other thing is like, I've seen tires that are bad enough that would wear out other suspension components on the car, right?
Yes.
You know,
I saw an instance here not too long ago, vehicle had come in and it had a couple of broken belts in one of the tires. Mm-hmm. And so this tire was shaped like an egg and it had been driven that way for some time. And he brought it in, the tie rod ends were way loose. The track bar ball joint was loose. I mean, the way that had just shaken the front end the whole time that it'd been driving. It puts a lot of,
well, I think
that can put a lot of stress on a lot of other components.
Yeah. I mean, shocks and springs mm-hmm. and all sorts of stuff. I mean, think about an egg on a car, you know, and
yes.
Then my other thing with that is at 50, how many revolutions
right.
per 1 mile is that thing, you know, that oblong shape hit the right. ground. It's just crazy to think about that.
Definitely from that side, it's always a good idea. If your vehicle develops any sort of sudden vibration or anything like that, get it in and get it checked out because that, like in that instance, that tire, the steel belts had separated in that tire. I mean, it could have gone at any time. But the other thing with keeping your tires rotated, Josh, is, you know, a lot of vehicles have some sort of all-wheel drive system.
Yeah.
You know, and if you have, you know, you don't rotate your tires and your two front tires wear weird, start causing noise. Now where are you at?
Well, so, you know, we can kind of expand on that a little more with it being an all-wheel drive is, as those tires, you know, wear, your overall circumference of that tire changes, right?
Correct. Okay.
So then when you're in a four-wheel drive situation, you know, or an all-wheel drive situation, when you have different turning speeds of your front and rear axles, it binds up the suspension. And there's actually, I mean, there's a lot of manufacturers out there with all-wheel drive vehicles and four-wheel drive vehicles that there's a spec in which you have to follow by where your tread can't be a certain difference from one another. And if it does, like it will bind it up and, yeah, and cause problems. And then I'll even add to that is if you're in an all-wheel drive vehicle and you have a flat, in some cases there is a spare tire. In a lot of cases anymore, they don't even put spare tires right in a vehicle. But I've seen in some manufacturers that spare has to go on a specific spot in the vehicle. So if it, you know, if they want it on the front transaxle and you put it on the rear, it'll bind up the suspension. And so actually, yes, if you were to have, they want it on the front and you had a rear blowout, you'd actually have to take that front tire off, put it on the rear where the blowout,
yep,
took place, and then put the spare on the front location. You know, and so it's, when you get into an all-wheel drive situation or setup, you know, I don't think a lot of consumers even realize that, especially, you know, they've been driving along for however long and then they have a puncture or a nail in one tire and it's like, well, I just need that one tire fixed. Well, you know, and then you trying to convey that to somebody, yeah, you know, you're trying to do them a just service and make sure that it's fixed right or the right way. And I've even been involved in situations where somebody's went to a tire shop or a this or that or the other and just got the one and now
trouble has issues
with the drivetrain.
It's driving weird. It's the transfer case is binding, you know, everything like that. And a lot of your all-wheel drive systems use a thing called a viscous coupler, and it's just a huge clutch pack. And if you have your front wheels turning at different rotations per mile than your rear wheels, you know, like you said, there's a spec for that, but it's just a few 30 seconds of an inch. It's very, very minuscule difference. And if they're turning at different rates, you're just
heating that stuff up.
You're burning those clutches, yep, the whole time you're driving that vehicle, to the point where that system's not going to operate the way it should anymore.
Yeah.
Without replacing components.
Just sitting there burning up, right? So, hey, let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. That's a number to jump on the air here with us. And then I did receive a text here, but, and that is true. And I think you can probably speak to this too, is that, you know, if, when you are looking at your tires, turn the wheel, right? All the way. Where's the wear going to normally be?
On the inside edge.
On the inside edge, right, is going to be the lowest point. And everybody thinks they kind of roll their fingers over the outside edge of that tire.
Right.
And everything's okay. So I think we could even speak to that with the newer vehicles and why it wears more so on the inside edge most of the time too, right?
Well, yeah. A lot of the newer vehicles are coming out with more negative camber than they used to.
What's the benefit or why negative camber?
Handling. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just gives you a lot better handling. A lot of older vehicles, you know, alignment spec was zero on a lot of stuff. It was zero camber, zero toe, maybe just a hair positive toe. But it was zero camber. And especially once you get into vehicles that are a little on the sportier side, you know, that spec can be negative 2 degrees, which doesn't sound like a whole lot, but that is a visible, you can visibly see the tires. pitched in toward each other.
Well, and then my other thing is too, like, it's not a lot for a little amount of time, but when you're talking about a rotation over 70, 80, 90,000 miles, like, it's going to make a difference in how that tire wears.
Well, and on those sportier vehicles with the negative camber that much, I mean, you miss one tire rotation and you run them in that position for 10,000 miles. And now you have an aggressive wear pattern that you're not going to be able to fix.
Yep. Very much so. You know, and I don't know, from the manufacturer standpoint, like, they're concerned about the handling, right? The handling characteristics, and they have to set up every vehicle. I guess to get the best performance out of it overall.
Right.
And so that's something that we can even talk about a little bit as well, as you know, we work on these cars and see these cars routinely, and they're our customer and they continue to come to us for service, and we're able to monitor you. That, like, when you set up an alignment, like, there's a range of good. You know what I'm saying? There's a range of good. There's a range of kind of a cautionary deal, and then there's a fail, right? And so knowing a customer, or being able to have conversations with a customer and how they're going to use that vehicle for,
right,
like, we could set it up in that green range that's going to better benefit that customer for what their needs are, right?
Absolutely. You know, there are all sorts of different things we can do as far as custom alignments and things like that. One, I can recall very specifically, because it was a lot of work to do it, but
yeah,
at the end, it was a vehicle that was getting, it was a sporty vehicle that was getting 12, 15,000 miles out of a set of tires. And they weren't cheap tires.
Yeah.
But the vehicle wasn't used. It wasn't driven aggressively. It was used mostly highway driving, everything like that. You know, was able to do a custom alignment on it, which was totally out of factory specification. However, set it up for maximum tire wear. And, you know, the very next set of tires on that thing went over 60,000 miles.
Yep.
And so, you know, that's huge. But like you said, it all depends on, you know, being able to have a conversation with folks and find out, you know, what the vehicle's being used for, how's it being driven, and, you know, set it up accordingly.
Hey, let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. That's the number to jump on the air here with us. And let's steer this thing into the ditch, as they say. But again, 316-462-3673. Got a couple people on the chat line here. So good morning, Delbert. Hope everything's going down your way. And Delbert just come in and got a couple of Bronco Sports from us. He bought one and his wife liked it so much. She had to have one, so I'm not sure who got the first one and the second one or how that all worked out, but hope you're enjoying those very much so. So, the request at the beginning of the show was with Mother's Day tomorrow, somebody's got to have a mom story, an automotive mom story. And so mine was what was the coolest car that your mom drove, or that she really liked? Like driving. Maybe it's the current one that they have right now. I don't know. Let's talk about that. Or the other thing that I was thinking was, who is more pivotal in you starting to drive? Was mom more for it? Did mom teach you? Was it dad? Did dad teach you? And then who was maybe more of a role in getting your first vehicle or acquiring your first vehicle? Was mom in your corner or dad? You know, so just a couple of ideas. If you got a mom story for Mother's Day, let's call in 316-462-3673. So the next thing, while we're talking about tires, that I wanted to talk about, and we kind of hit on it just a little bit, is nitrogen.
That's some good stuff, isn't it?
Well, so here's what I'll say about nitrogen. Because I'm asked this quite a bit, and that is, like, one, is it compatible with compressed air? That's probably the most common question that we get is, You know, I've got nitrogen in my tire. I don't want to put nitrogen in it because if I have a problem or a leak, then I'm not going to be able to find it. And so the answer to that obviously is no problem, right?
Correct. You know, our atmosphere is 79% nitrogen. Compressed air is about 86% nitrogen. Our machines take that nitrogen and take it up to 96-97%. Now in doing that, regular compressed air, which is 86% nitrogen, 1 pound of air pressure for every 9 degrees Fahrenheit. So hotter or colder, you know, as we go into wintertime and, you know, it all of a sudden it's 40 degrees colder, 50 degrees colder than it was last time you topped your tires off, you know, you're going to lose quite a few PSI out of your tires. That's why every, you know, September, October, we have just a lot of traffic coming in across the service drive with TPMS lights.
Yep.
And you know, we go around and check them all, and typically they're all the same pressure. They're all low, the same amount. And we just top them off and let them go on their way. But with nitrogen, once you start getting into those high 90th percentile of purity on the nitrogen, it takes a lot more of a temperature change to affect that 1 pound.
Yeah.
And I believe I read it is like, it's around 18 degrees Fahrenheit to affect at 1 pound. So almost double in adding the extra 10, 11, 12% of nitrogen into those tires. So you get less of that fluctuation. And that goes right back to what you were talking about earlier. Well, what we were talking about is, you know, the tire pressure causing the tire wear and the longevity of the tires. Any time you can keep your pressure like that over the life of the tires instead of those ups and downs, you're better tire wear.
Well, so the life of the tire, but then also as that tire temperature changes, not just ambient temperature outside, but the temperature change that occurs when that tire heats up and cools off just through driving. You know, you think about the friction that's caused from that tire rolling down the road, and it produces heat, right? And then that's going to change the overall pressure of that thing. And
more heat if you're driving like my son drives his car, you know?
That, your son.
Yeah, I don't drive like
that. Oh, okay.
No, I drive like my grandpa.
And so here's my thing, like compressed air versus nitrogen, is there a huge benefit over one versus the other? I do believe there is. I mean, there's a reason why that nitrogen is used in aviation. There's a reason why it's used in NASCAR. There's a reason why, like, it's out there because it is an advantage.
Absolutely. You know, another thing we didn't hit on that is a huge benefit of nitrogen is how dry it is.
Yeah.
It is very, very dry. It doesn't carry moisture like compressed air does. So even here at Mel Hamblin Ford and Quickline, we have some very expensive Hunter automotive equipment, you know, alignment racks, tire machines, wheel balancers, things like that. All of our equipment is plumbed with, it operates on nitrogen, you know, running those lifts up and down and those tire machines and everything like that. It is such a dry, clean air that, you know, it helps us
prolong the life of the equipment.
Lower maintenance, prolong life of the equipment, you know, everything like that. So a lot of benefits there to nitrogen.
Well, very good. Hey, 316-462-3673. That's the number to jump on the air here with us. And we're talking about tires and then also Mother's Day. So If you've got a Mother's Day story, or like what your mom's favorite car was, give us a call, 316-462-3673, and let's talk about anything automotive from that side of it. So again, tire sale ends today on that. So if you're in the need of tires, we've got stackable discounts.
Get in there.
We've got we are we are scheduled. I will say that. But if we needed to make exception, we could certainly do it. That's for sure. So I wanted to talk about the first responders and military deal, though, because that goes to the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what sale we have going on, kind of explain, I guess, how somebody would go about wanting to use that if that's something that they needed.
So that's a pretty easy deal, and we can help them out with it in store, mm-hmm. go through that. But it's $80 off of a set of four tires. And you would just come in and bring whatever credentials you have,
yep.
You know, fire, police, EMS, military, and it's going to be $80 off a set of tires. And like you said, it's stackable with any promotion that may be happening at the time. You know, different tire lines do different promotions through different spots of the year. And, you know, we, lots of time, more often than not, we don't know about it until
pretty dang close to
a couple days launching. Before or even yeah. the day of. And, but it seems like there's always some sort of rebate.
The reason it seems like that, though, you know, you go to a tire shop or an independent or something, and they've got what, three or four selections,
right?
You know, and when we're running 15 or 16 different major manufacturers of tire lines
yeah.
and have all those options, yeah. like there's always something going
yes.
on. There's always a deal for sure. And, you know, that's something that we could even talk about as well. And, I don't know is that I could give you, well, I mean, I know I couldn't give you a go-to tire, right? Like you can have that per application, you know what I'm
right.
saying? So like if you wanted a highway tire, like, okay, for me, my highway tire would be probably the Michelin Defender. Like they're pretty smooth running tires. They wear pretty well, got a good wear radius, but now I wouldn't take that Michelin Defender and put it on, you know, a farm truck.
Correct.
Yeah. Or like a sports car. And so it's amazing to me. I don't want to say amazing, but you know, for per that application to know all these different tires and what's good for what, and to be able to help a customer out in that way. Like the fact that we have the selection that we have allows us to do that.
Right.
But if you went somewhere else and they had, you know, I guess where I'm headed with that, you go somewhere else and they have three different choices of tires, knowing what you could have had versus what you got makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And, you know, expanding on that a little more, EV tires.
Well, yeah, that's true too. That's, yeah, that's huge.
Very specific tire.
Mm-hmm.
Super quiet technology. A lot of them have foam inside of built into the tire on the inside to lessen road noise.
I will tell you the first time I dismounted one of those, not expecting it in
yeah.
there. And I'm like,
what in the world is going on?
Hell here? Is the inside of this yeah. tire. And then, I mean, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
You know, but then I think of it from a, like a balancing standpoint and stuff like that, that would be hard to do. So, there we go. Well, just like that. So, okay. Well, let's, I don't know. Let's, kind of wind this thing down. And, again, it is, the sun. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. So do not forget about Mother's Day.
What are you doing for Mother's Day?
So we're going to grill. We're going to cook out.
Yeah, as long as it's not storming.
I mean,
or cooking rain
yeah,
or shine.
We're cooking rain or shine. We're gonna make that happen. So
that is our plan as well.
Very good, very good. So yeah, I mean, as long as there's no super big storms that are gonna take the barbecue grill away,
right?
that's what the plan is. So everybody, don't forget about Mom, and to all the mothers, happy Mother's Day. On that side of it. And so appreciate you listening. Thanks for all the loyal listeners and the people on the chat as well. But I want to go through and thank the sponsors of the show, which is Big Corner Creative. So for all your marketing and advertising needs, they do anything over there to advertise your business, whether it's traditional or social media. We've got race car wraps, window tents, all sorts of designs and things like that. So as they say, just Google us. BG Products, all the great preventative maintenance items that BG Products has to offer. We have them right here inside Mel Hamilton Ford to be able to take care of your vehicle's needs and keep it going down the road for many, many miles. And then Go To Rent. So if you're looking for a larger vehicle, we got a lot of summertime. My kids have two more days, or Monday is their last day of school, and they're on summer break. Can't believe it. So you got a summer vacation that you're wanting to take and need a larger vehicle to go down the road. Give those guys a call. Go To Rent, and we'll get you a reservation set for that. Everybody have a great weekend.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. And we will talk to you next Saturday.